Hi, it's Mac, it's McCoggan here, and this is my audio for day 17 of the 2014 February Adventure Feature Challenge. Belated again, I'm afraid. But there you go, I just had a busy two or three days. Topic for today is phobias. A phobia, to my understanding, is a fear or an aversion to something. That's maybe not the definitive definition, but that's my interpretation of it. And as such, I don't have any phobias. I'm not frightened of anything. I can't think of anything I'm frightened of. I can't think of anything I'm averse to. I did have one up till a few years ago. Actually, I had two. One was hairs in my food. If I found a hair in food, I could, you know, I would almost gag. And that came about from eating a chocolate biscuit when I was a young guy. And I couldn't even remember what it was. It was a Fruit Club. Fruit Club biscuit, that is. And I found, it wasn't a hair actually, it was a bristle, but I thought it was a hair. Bristle from the factory, and I got that in my food, and I kind of choked on it as it went. Didn't go down, I gagged it back up. And from that point on, if I was eating food and there was a hair in it, I would, at some stages actually, I would push my plate away. You know, even my wife had made a dinner and I found a hair in it, and she has hairs, her hair is right down her back, so if I got one of her hairs in my dinner, that was me. The dinner was gone. I wouldn't even if I took the hair out, I was gone. So I did at that point have a kind of phobia about having hair in my food, but I got over that. And if I get hair in my food now, I'll just pick it out, put it to the side, and just get on with eating my dinner. I'm not saying that I'm totally confident with it, but I don't have a phobia about it anymore. Another one I did have was not so much a phobia, but an aversion to eating apples, you know, and it's actually biting through into an apple with the skin. I think it's because I probably choked on apple skin when I was younger again. And I remember particularly when I got over that phobia, and it was the year, I think it was 2001, and I went to, we went to Australia for the first time, the only time to be honest, to visit my wife's brother and his wife and family, and who stay over there. And that was a major thing to go over to Australia. But that wasn't the big thing about 2001. The biggest thing about 2001 for me was eating an apple. And I ate a whole apple, skin and all, and that was my phobia gone. And so for a long while, I was eating apples regularly. And then I realised, you know, I don't actually particularly like apple. I like apple pie and apple crumble and all those kind of things. But actual apples, I just realised I was eating them because I got over the phobia. And I was trying to continually convince myself that I had no more phobia. So I stopped eating them. I'm not saying I stopped eating them ever, but I hardly eat an apple, to be honest with you. There's other fruits I'd much rather have. So I got over that one. So that was two. So I don't have any phobias at this particular point, but I do have an aversion, if you like, and that is to people sneezing or coughing, you know, in the sense that, you know, they're choked with the flu or the cold. And that all stems back to many years ago, too, when I never took a cold. Then one year when my wife was seriously ill, because of the stress at the time, I took a heavy, heavy cold. And colds go deep into my chest when I take them. So much so that it's so painful to even cough, and I'm just totally debilitated. And so after that, I took a severe cold every single year, for years and years after that. And then I started taking honey every day, and that was a few years ago. And since I've taken honey every day for that period of time, I've never taken a cold. So I haven't had a cold in 3 years. which is great. I mean, normally you can maybe skip 1 or 2 years, but and I've never taken even a summer cold or anything. I'm putting it down to the honey, or it may be the psychosomatic effect, but I don't care one way or another. I don't take colds. But what I have got now is, if someone sneezes close to me, I'll immediately cover my face with my hands and walk away. Suppose I'm looking at something in a shop, like it happened yesterday in Falkirk. I was looking at something that's quite keen to... It was actually records in a charity shop. And I was trying to look through all the records. And one of the assistants, actually, who was about 12 feet away from me, sneezed heavily. And I thought, okay, that's one. And I continued to look. And then she sneezed in big blast again. And I thought, right, I walked straight out of the shop. Hands covered over the face. And if someone's talking to me and I know they might say, oh, I'm choked with a cold, you know, and I'll immediately step back, and I do it to my wife's horror, because she'll say to me, that you have to stop doing that. She says, that's terrible what you're doing. I says, I can't help it. I've just got this thing about ending up with a heavy cold. So is it a phobia, or is it just an aversion? I don't know. But I'm not... Is this phobia? That's not a word. Is it? I think I just made a new word up. You know, I'm not at the stage where, you know, like people with wasps and spiders will run a mile. And I'm not like that. But if someone's obviously choked with a cold, I really do. I'm terrible. I'll walk away, or something like that. So that's my... That's the phone ringing, actually. So I'll just... That's my cue to sign off at this particular time. So thanks for listening. And I've got a phobia about phone ringings. Bye for now.